And for whom do I take all this trouble? For this flock of sheep who listen mindlessly and pointlessly, everything going in one ear and out the other, just like the sermon St. Anthony preached to the fishes. Sometimes I can bring off an exemplary performance in this way, putting all of myself and all that I know into it, like the Wagner Ring Cycle last spring, when even that audience sat evening after evening in complete silence, often for 5 hours at a stretch. The singers have to take curtain call after curtain call, but I go off all alone without anyone to talk it over with or to calm me down after the excitement and the tension, and devour my ham sandwich alone in the cafe. Oh, I'm frequently beside myself over the futility and thanklessness of such work as mine. In regards to the musicians, if one of them doesn't immediately give me what is on the page, I could kill him on the spot. I come down on him and upset him so much that he really hates me. In this way, I often demand more of them than they are capable of actually giving. No wonder they don't forgive me for it. In spite of all this, I'm really quite gentle today compared with what I used to be. Unquote. Oh, my goodness. I trust all of us can avoid having a Gustav Mahler in a position superior to ours. Now, look, we've spent this considerable chunk of temporal change observing Mahler's developing conductorial career because of the insight it offers us on Mahler, the man, and Mahler, the composer. Uncompromising, tireless, a merciless crusader against what he perceives as mediocrity, with an extraordinary eye and an extraordinary ear for detail, all the elements that Mahler will bring to his compositions. Now, one more comment before we move on to Mahler, the composer, and that is this parallel track, Mahler, the conductor, Mahler, the composer. I've said before that he could not have been the composer he was without the stimulation, without the frank confrontation he experienced as a conductor, and without experiencing the repertoire as he did as a conductor. Every day that a conductor stands before an orchestra, every day that a conductor reads a score by a great or even a not great composer, that conductor further internalizes the sound of the orchestra and its individual instruments. No education, my friends, can teach a musician the subtleties of orchestral writing like conducting can. Mahler was trained as a pianist, but his instrument truly became the orchestra. He played the orchestra the way some of us play piano or flute or bassoon. The orchestra was what he heard. The details within the orchestra were his natural musical milieu, so that when Mahler truly begins composing, he doesn't start composing trios and string quartets and quintets. Oh no, after writing a series of songs, which we will talk about in the following lecture, Mahler goes right to the heart and soul of his musical world. He begins writing for orchestra and continues to write for orchestra and voices throughout the end of his career. We look in vain for chamber works by Gustav Mahler with the understanding that he did not hear chamber organizations. He heard the orchestra. It was his world, and it was a world created by his conducting career. Onward then, please, to Mahler, the composer. Thank you.